You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KV8RVP, KV8RVP, KV8LVO. KV8RVP.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
You Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India, standing by.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KV8OE Mobile. Yeah, barely. You're making it in about 50% when your audio is making it through. It's 100%, but it's like you're picket fencing still, so get another 5 miles behind you. Are you north of Otisville yet? Yeah, I must be losing you, Bill. You're going to have to get that 25-watt radio hooked up. KB8OE Mobile. KV8OE Mobile. KV8OE Mobile. 100% copy that time. A little bit of bacon on you, but I copied you. So it really starts kicking in there about Lake Road, and then you start losing it a little bit towards Otter Lake, and that's when I switch to the Lapeer. But, look, when you go from what that HC is powered to the mobile rig, that's six decibels of gain because of the power. Oh, yeah. So after we flash it on your way home, you'll see a small gain. Yeah, and whatever you got, the other ones, the UV5Rs, any of that, we'll blast those too. Or you got those other ones that are probably a little bit better radio. We can hit whatever you got. We might have to, I don't know. We still figure it out anyway. So we're here in Carroll, and then we picked this repeater up 110% here in Carroll. That's cool. I'm a few miles from the steering road right now, but I got a really good copy on you. It's funny how there's little static and stuff in the background, but 100% copy. Now, what you're hearing is probably exactly what we're hearing, because those super gainers are good antenna. So even though you're only doing the HD amount of juice out into them, it's going to do pretty good. Now, when you get up to 25 watts or so, 25, 50 watts, now any of the gray area, any of that, you're going to overcome that. So you're actually running kind of an alligator, but if you can hear it at that point, you can work it. So it's not trying to listen with something that's more or less, that much less sensitive than the transmitter, and it's better to have a little bit more solid signal into the receive on the repeater coming from your transmitter, right? So if you can hear it, you can work it so that it's less apt to fool you. So if you're running 1 watt, we will never hear you, but you'll hear us. So there's the difference.
Yeah, I know, I follow that. Yeah, I just passed Birch Run Road a minute ago. KD8OE, KDAGK.
Dude, I can guide you in. I mean, if you want to go straight there, we're not going to be long in town. We just dropped off the bag of books and stuff for Goodwill. We're gonna grab a pop, and then we're going to TSC and Walmart for sugar, because we got to do some more one-to-one, and then we're coming right back. So we're in Carroll already, so that'll give you the timeline. We'll be back by, not by 2:30, but by 2:45 we'll be back. And by that, you got 20, 25 minutes, so you get up there probably still.
Okay, well, I'll take my driving. I think I'm coming into Billington right now. Man, it's been years since I got married, it seems.
Dog is screaming his head off at somebody walking the sidewalk, so I'm going to open up the window so we don't have to hear it quite as much, and then he can be our makeshift horn, yelling at the kids on the sidewalk, startling them.
So how are those bees this morning? How many are laying feet up at the bottom of the
Pretty good. I mean, there's some down there, but they're doing pretty good. All the queens are still active. I think I'm going to give them a shot of sugar water.
Okay.
She's getting out, running in, and grabbing her pop.
All right. Pretty lucky for all this protection that I've purchased. And man, only a few get quite a few good pieces. And I've had packages there wouldn't be disconnected with 10 pieces at the bottom of them, but 4 most of the time. Because I've seen mine and read, you know, some of the horror stories people have had with these packages where half the doggone bees are dead when they get them, you know.
They look good. Whoever the supplier is doing a bang-up job. He didn't have that many with him still. He must have dumped a pretty good sizable amount on whoever was at the Cortland Center.
Yeah, okay. What did we sell the package for right now?
$140 for a 3-pound package. Remember when they used to sell them as 4-pound packages?
Oh yeah, I remember that for sure. And I remember some of the order forms that have a choice 3 or 4 pounds out with the biggest package, you know. But yeah, I remember that for sure.
Dropping them raggedy bugs in a 10-frame box, a 4-pound package would certainly fare a little bit better with that much more heat. But I kept them all in the house still. because I don't want them in those attendants to cool off with the queens. I don't want them cooling off and burning up more energy. I want them to be able to stay warm so I don't have to feed them.
Well, yeah, I know, and, you know, you get them out in the kitchen you're talking about, and happen to temperature drop lower than expected and stuff, that could be a bad thing. Or, you know, I mean, I remember times when I had bees come in where I had to keep in the shade in the garage, but just a little breeze going through there, but not on the bees, you know, kind of just to keep them cool enough. Man, those puppies, they'll get overheated in a hurry sometimes. Within those packages, you know.
And I've had them cook in a box overnight, one of them foam traps I got built. I had them cook.
Oh, I thought it was empty.
And, boy, talk about feeling bad. You just murdered a box of bees, you know. That's happened to me twice out of about 200 colonies. It's happened to me twice, and each time I felt just as bad. Like, you know, what? I don't even deserve these animals, you know?
Really disturbing when something like that happens. I'd keep them in the garage overnight, and what I did is, if it was kind of on the cold side, I'd have them all on a card table spaced out, you know, not butted up to one another. And I'd lay a tarp kind of loosely over the top, you know, just trying to keep it warm. But, you know, it'd be cold. I mean, it'd be like an April. It'd be cold. You can tell when they're getting too warm because they're getting noisy. They really start letting you know that, you know, they become more active, right? You can tell the difference, you know, and I mix them a little bit with sugar syrup and uncover them and stuff. But, yeah, it's a balancing act, man. It's just, you know, terrible.
Under tarp does work, and it maintains just enough heat, like if you keep them somewhere like that. But you got to watch your high temperature. You're better keeping them at, you know, when they're like that in a lower temperature. But when they get heated up, they do. They get loud, and it's not good for them at all. But you know, I'm getting too cold when you got some queens suffering like that. Because them extra little nurse bees in there, they're not gonna produce enough heat, and they're gonna be trying to take care of her, but they burn up a lot of juice. And if you don't have extra honey or sugar water in there for them to supplement them, they can't burn up that energy and make heat neither.
Yeah, I mean, I remember. Gosh, I hope I never get packages under there again.
Hopefully we do what we do today gets us where we gotta be, or we'll be going a little bit backwards again. We're just about even on the last ones if we would have bought that many packages as we've made so far. So I want to spring ahead.
K-A-K-K, oh yeah. Man, I'm tickled that Jim sees fits so well through the winter and stuff. He's racing his track. Let's call him before he loses too many. Kind of comical in a way, but that poor old guy, he does pretty damn good bees, doesn't he? He's really done a great job, man.
Chris said something, and I let Jim know that people miss him in the community, but I talked to him from his new place in Florida. Well, his second place, you know, it's not a new place, it's brand new to him, but it's his second home, you know, his winter home. And he's keeping, they still got the they call it a cabin, but it's a house up there on that lake up in, what the heck's the name of that town? Houghton Lake, Prudenville.
Yeah, okay, man, I've known a lot of people that talk about Houghton Lake and all this and that up there. I kind of think it's funny. I've never
never been through there. I mean, even my youngest daughter stayed up at a place on Houghton Lake. And I was always over in Grayling or Rose City or way over towards the west side of the state, you know. Never really spent much time up where all those people go to those lakes right there. I'll tell you what, as far as going water skiing, you're not missing much because they're pretty weedy. They're relatively deep in spots, but man, oh man, the weeds are growing right up. You could, in some spots, you swear to God, you could walk across them. Yeah, you get all your stuff, just break stuff in, rinse it off, and chow it down, man. Running in to grab those brackets. I'll be out in about 5 minutes, and I'll wrap with you then. And then we got to go over to Walmart to get that bag of sugar, and we'll be headed home, which is right around the corner. Ain't as close as it is in Lapeer, but this one up here in Carroll is within about an eighth to a quarter mile. I'll be back in a couple seconds. Stay behind all week. All right. Hey, let's.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KB800E. KB800E, KEATEK. I'm in Vancer. Got this. Managed to get the hazard lights turned on. Oh, there they are. They're up on the middle of the dash. That's a weird place for them. Right, oh, man, I got heartburn. Phew, gonna melt the buttons off me jammies. We're outside of TSC right now. I'm waiting for her. She's doing a return. She got these two shirts. They looked cute on paper. Then she come home, put them on. She looked like Grandma. Wow, I'm sitting by Huron, and I think East Street. I'm sitting at that True Value Hardware. Yeah, so, yeah, if you want to go to her place, you're going to go back the other way, cross the river, take a right, and then you go under the trestle, and then you take a left at the pump house. They got a watershed pump house thing. They got, I mean, you can tell what it is. That'll be on the left after you come around the curve by the railroad. And then you go left and real hard back the other way, and then you go right immediately, like 20 feet around the corner, you go right. She's second from the end on the right, and you'll see that blazer there, and there's a couple of desks I'm using for sawhorses that I'm going to burn up when I get done cutting up stuff. All right, Scott. You clip it on me, Phil. I thought when I got the Vancer, M15 and goes to the east, no? Oh, you go to the west. You take a left and cross the river, and then you take a right. Okay, I'm in the beach. I'm going to loop back around west then. Hopefully she didn't get that poor guy in trouble in there, but they took him back. They said 7 days on him, but that guy that sold him to her was standing there, and he's the one that told her. You're gonna have to find a better spot, Phil. You're getting in a hot spot there. I'm catching about 30% of it. KB800EKATEK. You got a good spot now, buddy. So you might be back there by the house. That one, that's always a hot spot back there by the park. I pulled over by the
blue and white River of Life bus there. Did I turn on the right street, or should I have gone further west than the Cat Street?
You're by the where the kayak rental is, that short bus thing. Looks like one of those city buses. Yeah, you keep going down there. You're going to go underneath the trestle. Going down a little further, there's a pump house. And then you're going to go, you're gonna turn left and then hard right on Hazel.
Well, it does look like it says River of Life. It's like blue and white. It's like a assembly bus, like for like a church or something. I'm on Camp Street. Camp Street.
No, I think you're in the wrong, I think you're one street past. As soon as you get across the river, you take a hard right before them large buildings.
Yeah, that's what I did. And you go down about less than half a mile, and on the right side, there's a bus sitting there, white and blue. But I'll keep going then. As long as I was supposed to turn a hard right past the river, then I should be on the right street. So the name of the street is Cat. Charlie, I'm
Pierre. That's it. I think you're probably on the right one. You go down past there, you're going to go onto the railroad trestle. And then you go a little bit further yet, and then you're going to go, you're going to get, you'll see the pump house. It's even got a picture of a pump or something on the front of it.
All right, I'm going on the trestle. I hope you cut out. When I get to the house, which way do I go?
Go one way. When you get to the pump house on the corner, you're gonna go left and then immediately right. I mean, you can spit that far to the next street.
So the house is right by a stop sign. Is that it right there?
Little block building on the left. You turn left and then you turn right. As soon as you get around the corner, you got to turn right again. Then you go almost down to the end. There's like a roundabout down at the end, like cul-de-sac. And then it's you'll see there's a like a desk or a dresser or something out there that I'm using for a sawhorse. I'm using it up, get the last miles out of it before I throw it on the fire.
And after I turn, how far down do I go for your place?
Come to the end, I don't know, probably 500 feet, maybe 300.
All right, there's a bright orange and white, a building or something up there.
That's past. Oh, this guy thinks he needs me to get out of the way really quick. That's past. That's the park. There's like a dirt mound that wraps all the way around, and people are just zooming off the end of her road into the park. So, yeah, that's the ballpark. That's beyond the end.
All right, K-A-T-K. All right, are you on the right or the left side? What's the address?
You'd have to ask that. You'll know. It's on the right side. Second to last house on the right. That white Blazer sitting in the driveway. They'll bust it up, hit two deers with the front end Blazer sitting right there.
Houston, the Eagle has landed.
She was complaining she had to go in and get that bag of sugar by herself. That's heavy. I know. I'm not much good at lifting right now anyway. Bust it up the sternum.
No.
I doubled with you, Phil. What's that? You should be able to park right in front of that Blazer.
Yeah, that's where I'll pull that. K-E-A-T-K.
Find a hot spot while I'm rapping with you, and that way you'll be able to hear it. Is your phone still working there? Because mine is sketchy there at best.
Well, sitting out here in the driveway, I have two bars.
That's what I'm talking about.
It ain't all that great. Yeah, she'll be out here in a second. She's mad at a wet chicken over me not going in there and helping her get that bag of sugar, but, yeah, she'll be out here in a second. I'll throw it in here, and we'll be back on our way.
You're probably getting the Cheryl conversation now over that sugar.
Yeah, it ain't quite like that, but it's close. She just don't like to lift it because it's heavy. And, you know, thank God she's strong as a bull moose because I'm not in that great a shape.
Yeah, what's a pound of sugar go for nowadays? I didn't find any in years.
I think probably got to be over 50 cents for the bulk like that.
Oh my gosh, are these mosquitoes out here like a cloud around my truck buzzing around underneath this maple tree?
They're probably bees. Who knows, they could be termites. We got some work we're doing on a few things.
No, these are smaller bugs and they're very fast. They're not bees, they're small, about the size of a mosquito, but they're flying so fast, it's buzzing around in a circle. It's weird, man.
They're gnats. It's another thing the neighbors spray in the trees for.
Yeah, okay. Those are kind of a nuisance, but they don't bother me nothing like a damn mosquito does.
Oh, I almost I'll go along with the spraying for the mosquitoes. I hate those things. All right, man, I'll be back in the vehicle in a minute. I got to load this thing up. She's going to be out here snarling. Give me it all.
K-E-A-K-E-K.
I'm back, so.
K-E-A-K-E-K, give me it all.
You're sitting here waiting. We're at 24 and just about pointing south. Wait for the light.
What do you reckon, about a half hour before you'd be back here?
20 minutes.
Yeah, okay, I could almost take a siesta.
Yeah, don't walk up with the bee suit on, because there's only like one of the neighbors even have any clue what's up.
No, I'm just going to sit in my truck. I'll wait till you guys get here. But once you get here, I'll probably have to pee like a racehorse.
89, what's the cheapest gas you passed on the way up?
Dude, I really couldn't tell you. I didn't pay attention to that. I'm not used to driving on these roads, so I just kind of enjoyed looking around and thinking with the radio, right? So, I didn't really pay attention. Usually, I think I saw Vienna Road in 15. I think it was like 347 or something like that, or cash in like 357 or something credit.
I don't buy petrol there. I don't buy anything there because one time I went there and he sold me several quarts of water in my diesel and loaded my injector pump right full of water. That was the last time I ever went there.
Wow, that'd be terrible. Did you tow it or something and fix it yourself? What did you do?
I took lift pump, and once I realized what was going on, I had to bleed the injectors a couple times, and once I realized that there's water in there, I start bleeding off the final filter, and then I kept running the lift pump, bleeding it off, running the lift pump, bleeding off, starting it, bleeding it, and it died a couple more times on the way home, and it was probably 15, 20 above zero out. So it was just about impossible getting it bled without things freezing up. I laid on my back in the ice and drained stuff from underneath, done all sorts of stuff. Finally got it, but I was talking to my buddy that also owned a diesel, and he said, I ain't never buying gas here. I got gas here this winter, and they give me a bunch of water. I says, oh, yeah, I dealt with that.
KV8OE, KE8T, yeah, that sucks. I just imagine, I mean, that was a real pain in the tuchus and real miserable, cold, nasty work, but you were able to do it. Imagine the poor schlup that have to wait and have his vehicle towed in somewhere and some huge repair bill, you know, can you imagine?
Yeah, the guy that got a big old slug of it, the other dude, he was a mechanic also, and he was fit to be tied. He said, man, it took me a while to figure that out. He said, once I did, I promised myself never to go back there again. And, you know, and you walk in, and it's all glasswork. And that don't bother me because, you know, I used to smoke that left-handed smoke. That didn't bother me, but the fact that he sold me water, and that was almost a new station, so you know it come from his supplier, or he was trying to doctor that fuel up. Either way, I didn't care. I was never going back.
Yeah, that sucks. I think I might have gotten gas here once, but I think my father-in-law gets gas every now and then. But yeah, thanks. I'm glad I got the heads up now. I'd avoid that place like the plague.
And like I said, I probably shouldn't have said nothing, but that's just what happened to me. And as far as I know, it wasn't any other fuel but the diesel, but that's as far as I know. And now that I know how to look for things like that via other people's experiences places, but I know that other guy got up in his diesel too, so I know it was definitely in the diesel thing. And I used to get it there all the time because it's kind of on the way home from my daughter, where my daughter was staying.
Oh yeah, wow. Yeah, I don't make it up this way too often. Well, Vassar, I haven't been here in a long, long time, but I don't even go to Otisville that much. Cheryl's dad usually comes down and visits us.
Outside of being overcast, this isn't too bad a day, so not going to be too hot to work the bugs. I think we'll be all right. I think everything will be fine. I don't think they're going to be too busy, so we should have a pretty smooth day. I should be able to get away with just wearing a bonnet.
Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully it's not very windy, and be nice if the sun kept shining and kind of kept things feeling warm, you know.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Sounds like somebody might be tying into the system. Let's see if they give them a break for a second. Maybe they want to throw a call out. KB8OE. So after we get these rigs programmed, we'll be able to use like the Carol repeaters. There used to be two of them, I think, up there on 2 meters, and I think a UHF or two as well. And there's other machines that we can use for sure. That way we're not tying up the link system. But, you know, once you figure out how the memories and the VFO work, and being able to dual watch with that little radio, it's a pretty handy little radio. It's one of the only low-dollar rigs that does that, and it's one of the only ones I've ever seen that does it that well without being a crossband dual watch. You know, a crossband repeat capability. I got a guy looking ahead on me.
Yeah, okay. Well, others want to use the repeater. We can just sit back for a while and just kind of chill and see if there's any others out there. Just motor on, man. I'll be sitting here waiting. Call me back in just a little while if you want or whatever. K-E-G-H-O-O-E, K-E-H-E-K, listening.
Hang on, Bill. I'll do it when I get about 2-3 miles out of town, give you a heads up, and then we'll go from there. These radios are really sensitive and not extremely selective, so, you know, you can't, you don't want to get too close because it washes out the front end, even though you're on the repeater input when you're transmitting. So they're not, they are what they are. They're cheap radios. So I'll yell at you when we get in just on the edge of town. And then with the dual watch, you can also monitor simplex, which is pretty nice, but you really want to be able to shut off the memory on the second channel because somebody fires up the system, then you got two conversations going on, and it gets a little confusing, almost like that echo you were hearing, that delay you were hearing the other day. But I'll yell for you in a little bit. KB8OE. KB8OE.
KB8KDK.
What we're going to do is I'm going to demonstrate it, what I mean by washout, because I heard a couple of people on the Lapeer machine, well, I don't know why you can't hear me. I could hear you on the repeater up until you got close, and I couldn't hear you no more. So I'm going to show you exactly what I mean. I want you to experience it once. Plus, if anybody is monitoring, any new hams are monitoring, I want them to hear this conversation, how this fizzles. Then we can both give our call signs at the end of it and be done with it. But I want this to be heard as like a learning tool, because not everybody knows that you can wash out the front end of a radio because you're transmitting and receiving on two different frequencies. So it'll override the repeater, everything.
Yeah, okay. Did you hear me? Your neighbor's got their grandkids over there wandering all around the yard and out in the road and stuff.
It's a daycare on a dead end road. So she's been doing, yeah, she's watching, trust me. Ooh, we just passed the skunk factory here. They got a giant weed grow up. Crossing the tracks, so almost up to that hardware you were talking about. So just to give you an idea of what the washout looks like. Now, you're probably going to hear it different on your end than I am because I'm higher power, so, and I'm not going to stop and change the output power just for this. So let's see how it goes.
Yeah, plus you're, are you on the antenna on top of the roof, or are you on the HT antenna?
I don't even attempt to use the HT antenna while I'm going down the road. That picket fencing. No, I'm on the SG7500 Super Gainer.
Yeah, okay. So I know having a higher gain antenna can contribute to washout too on the front end of the rig, because you're getting just that much more signal.
Absolutely. Yeah, that license is showing its head on your end, so. Oh, my dog's seen kids. I got to get the windows down so he can yell out the window at them.
Alrighty.
Might not experience it too bad. Probably more on, you'll experience it maybe a little more than me. But I want you to get an idea, because this happens more often than not, and people don't understand when you're working a repeater. We should be, by all rights, and I tell people, that are just new into it, when you get, a mile, 3-5 miles apart, switch to simplex. So I'm under the viaduct right now.
Okay, you're nearly here. So hear me out, and then it might not happen, but it might. But I want anybody listening to hear what goes down. Any of the new hams that are listening. There's a neighbor with the CB. Okay, I wonder what that tree behind your house is here. That's ash. Okay, so saw that bugger down and cut it up and burn it. Yeah, that'd be a hot one. Yeah, I don't know, man. Be nice to solve the dunnage. Oh, yeah, somebody's... All right, I'm on this Hazel Street right now, so I'm coming at you. Let's see what happens on the washout. Yeah, okay. I'm listening. Bernie just took off. Looks like he's got his daughter's car up in the air. Well, that's a nice little truck, Phil. I'll wrap with you right up until we get right next to you and see if you lose the signal. We're going to back up to the front door with the, that's the wrong side. Yeah, we thought you meant the little playpen place next one down. Are you still hearing me on the, or am I washing out the front end? K-E-A-T-K, clear.
Well, you must have washed him out.
He couldn't hear me, so it worked one way, but I could hear him over top. Could you hear me when I went by you? No, he washed you out. Yeah, I overpowered his front end. Yeah, we were close, but anyways, he's in my driveway. I'm going to jump out and work some bugs. 7-3, and thanks for the report. This is KB8OOE.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Hello. Hello. Daddy cut down, Mama.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.